Welcome to the Social Ideas Podcast, brought to you by the Cambridge Centre for Social Innovation. This series looks through the lens of those striving for a better world. I'm Pam Mungrew. Lisa Stepanovic is the founder and CEO of the multi-award-winning Social Arc. Social Arc started in 2015, and its aim was and continues to be to enable 16 to 13-year-olds from East London communities to develop social businesses that draw from their lived experiences. This year, Lisa is a judge for the Cambridge Social Innovation Prize, which she won in 2021. I asked her why she applied for the prize.
So I applied in the first place. I think it was my mentor. She said, this is for you. You should apply for this. This will really sort of open doors for you. And I'd seen sort of past things like this. I thought it was going to be really competitive, but I'll give it a go. So we gave it a go, put the application in. I was blown away actually when I found out that we'd won. It was it just felt like people were listening and responding. It felt like the work's finally getting recognised.
So you won the prize, which is it's £10,000. Mm-hmm. And as a CEO and a founder of a social enterprise, you can use that £10,000. For yourself, for the benefit of yourself, to personal development, etc. How did you use the prize then?
So I used it for some coaching, which I really needed, because all the time I've been gone along, I'd had sort of I'd just been responding rather than reflection. It had no time for reflection. So for me, it was a big part of thing that was important to me was being able to get the professional coaching and some time away as well, time away to reflect, some trips in the countryside, just reflection time. Yeah, and that's how I spent it.
How did the coaching, how did the time to reflect then help you to move forward? Because, one of the purposes of the prize, while it is all about helping you to progress as a CEO and as a founder, It is also about what you learn that you take back to your social enterprise or your social venture, or what you take on to the next social venture that you're involved with.
I think for me, it was all about those leadership skills. Because as I said, we started from a really grassroots place in the community, responding, doing some great work. And it was kind of like success after success, so it was cohort after cohort. I had some really great young people come through. It's like, we're onto something, this is actually working. Our young people are telling other young people to join the program. Our communities are changing. And taking that learning sort of on board and thinking about what are the next steps? What do we need to do now? How are we growing? Because we were getting recognised. Since we won the prize, we started to get recognised by other organisations, by other funders, by other people in the sector, that will you come and sit on panels? Will you come and judge competitions for us? We won a tender to design a capacity building programme for Westfield and the Foundation Future London. So it was kind of like a bit of a roller coaster, and taking all that in from where we were, was a very different place in 2020, very different place, to winning that prize and to where we are now. It's just been a huge amount of growth. And that kind of give the reflection, what you were saying about how do you reflect on that and where do you go? I think that what I've learned from it is the team is key, getting the right people around us is key, and to really create the solid vision of where we want to go and what we're going to do, and not to have that sort of mission drift and stay on track.
Just to go back a moment, you talked about the fact that you started at a very grassroots level. Can you tell me a little bit about that journey from baby Social Arc to where you are now?
So right at the beginning, we were working out of a school. We had limited resources. We had our founding members who we were designing the workshops as we went on. and still learning. You know, I'd done this course at the School for Social Entrepreneurs and I was really keen to get in the sector, but there was a lot to learn. I knew there was a lot to learn. So going back sort of those early days and running workshops after school in the local community centre and stuff like that, to actually running programs now where we're oversubscribed, people want to get on our programs. I remember when we first started out, myself, Moses, Jasmine, founding members, we were pacing the pavements outside job centres, handing out flyers, come and join our programme, kind of knocking on doors. And that's when we reflect now, we put an advert out, sort of one advert on LinkedIn or on social media somewhere, and we'll get loads of applicants. And we don't have to work that hard anymore. And it's like, it's all credit to the programmes and I suppose the reputation we've built. But actually, I was reflecting on this with the team. I said, like, you know, the young people that are joining us now are in a very different place to our founding members. So we weren't in a position to hand out grants to our founding members. Our founding members were running workshops for 50, 60 quid a session and stuff like that. And now our entrepreneurs are running workshops for 3-4 times that, 5 times that for their little sessions that they're doing. So really, we really have come a long way, and it's like, it's good to reflect, where we were. And it's also good that our original people are still involved with us today, and that speaks volumes.
Why is social entrepreneurship so important for a community like yours in East London?
I think that social entrepreneurship is so important to us because, you know, you've got a wealth of talent right on our doorstep. It's people with lived experience, firsthand lived experience of the inequalities that we all seek to change. Everyone in the sector wants to solve and cure the toughest problems. But, you know, I really believe there's no one better to solve those problems than people who are experiencing it themselves. I think they're the best people to create that change and to lead that change with authenticity, you know, to make it authentic. And I think building real sustainable communities starts from that level. And I think, you know, give them the tools, support and resources, and they just go on to fly. And I think within our community, I'm not saying everyone, we have a lot of people that have been formally educated, but even people that have been formally educated have experienced those barriers, lots of barriers to get to where they are today. And I think I'm not formally educated, and a lot of our team are not formally educated, but we do have that experience. And it's really important that I think in our community that we show people that you don't have to have had the best start in life to do something, you know, that can impact your community. You can come from being a carer background or being a single mother background or all the barriers that can come up, and you can go on to do great stuff. So I think it's all based around lived experience, and we've been championing lived experience from since we started, but not a lot of people was listening then. But now it's I'm really pleased that lots of people are, you know, it's on everyone's lips, everyone's thinking about it. And the sector's definitely going in the right direction.
You mentioned earlier in this interview that winning the prize got you noticed and you were invited to different meetings and boards and judging competitions and stuff like that. Why do you think the prize did that for you?
I think it's the whole association with Cambridge University. And as somebody that's never been to university myself, you know, to have that little badge, I suppose, on our emails that we send out and stuff like that, it does give us credibility. And it does, it's where the prize was really selective. It's not like there's not loads of people winning it. And I think, yeah, it gave us credibility. And people started to take notice of our programs. They really did, because we won the prize because of our innovative programs. So people started to look at the programs. Oh, that must be really, really great. And actually, when we won that, the response we got and the love we got from the community, it was like they'd won the prize. you know, it was like a prize for the community, and people were coming out of the woodwork who I hadn't spoken to for years. So proud of you, Lisa. It's so great that you guys have won this. And people sort of really shared in that love. So I think it was really good for our community, because people see, I suppose a lot of people in the community see me as somebody that hasn't come from that formal background, that's doing good things for good people and working with some fantastic young people. And they're doing great stuff. So I think the community was willing, the success of it. They loved it.
What do you see in the future for social art as you move on now beyond winning the prize?
I think for the future, we're looking at more collaboration. We're looking at culture exchange. We're looking at exchanging with different countries. We recently done a culture exchange funded by Foundation Future London and Westfield. We did that with Birmingham, Preston and Sheffield. And we took the learning to those places. There was, it was the 12-month programme. We've just wrapped it up, actually. And we've learned so much from that, that we're kind of reflecting now, thinking, what can we do next? We've got an idea, Project Africa. We wanted to go and do some work in Africa. We want to maybe work with the British Council and Westfield and Future for London. Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to do some work going across different places.
If somebody came to you and said, Lisa, look, I've heard about this Cambridge Social Innovation Prize. Should I apply for it? What would you say to them?
I would say, if you've done the work, and you're confident of the work you've done, you're proud of the work you've done, definitely apply for it, 100%. I think the prize needs founders like yourselves.
What did you find challenging about the application process? Because you've always struck me, this is what, the third, fourth time we've spoken, you've always struck me as somebody who kind of looks at a mountain and goes, right, how am I going to get up there? Rather than looking at the mountain thinking, oh, no, I can't do it. So how did you manage the application process?
I don't think it was that difficult, to be fair. I think they asked some questions. It was all based around, from what I remember, it was all based around the person. And it makes a difference, because when we're usually writing applications or applications for awards and stuff, you're talking about the organisation. This made a difference in, you're talking about the organisation, but you're also talking about yourself as the founder, and that was the difference in it. And I don't know about other people, but sometimes I struggle to write about myself or to write about my achievements and stuff like that. It's, I don't know, I think it's that old sort of working class mentality, self-praise is no praise, you know, that sort of thing. But I think if you've done the work, celebrate it and talk about your achievements in the application. I think that was the only thing I struggled with, and that's where I did get some help. I said to my mentor, how would you describe me? Yeah, when I was struggling to write about myself in that way.
My final question to you, Lisa, is, everybody thinks their prize is unique. Everybody wants to, you know, celebrate their prize and wants everybody to apply for it. But what is it for you about the Cambridge Social Innovation Prize that is unique?
I think it's that whole, as I said before, that whole association to Cambridge University and people from our background, our community. When I talk about our background, I say from a working class background, a community background. To see Cambridge University on a badge or a prize is a really big deal. We've got, you know, our schools in East London, you've got young school-aged children aspiring to go to Cambridge. And I know lots of them are getting in now in scholarships and stuff like that, which is like fabulous. But that is that aspirational place, and it is on that sort of pedestal. So I think it's that association. But actually, when you're mm-hmm. involved, it's a lot more than that, because when you're involved, the contacts you make, it's, you know, I'm still working with them. The prize was in 2021. I'm taking teams of girls from East London up to Cambridge, and they're having a tour. They're special VIP guests. They're part of our Here Comes the Girls program. So school age girls across East London are getting the opportunity to go. And you haven't just hosted me once. Not twice, I think three times now. So, you know, this is a relationship that's ongoing, and I would never have had those relationships relationships before. I wouldn't have never had the opportunity to bring girls from East London up to Cambridge to learn about social innovation. Some of the girls that we're still working with today, that you know, that's their highlight of the programme, was to come up there. And so I think it's nice that you got the badge, prize winner, 10 grand, it's brilliant. But actually, the longevity's there, you know, coming up to Cambridge, the team there, always accommodating. I'll send an email, always get a response quickly and swiftly. And they bend over backwards to accommodate us and to do stuff. And no short of referrals, they'll refer you on to people that you might have struggled to get a reply email from before, and they'll make those introductions. And that, to me, beats any kind of money and prize and badge, because it's real tangible stuff. It's been brilliant for Social Arc and brilliant for me as a leader, and I can pass those skills on to people coming through Social Arc and to other people in the community as well.
That was Lisa Stepanovic, founder and CEO of Social Arc and winner and now judge of the Cambridge Social Innovation Prize. You can find out more about the prize and how to apply by following us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube.